Members of the NAACP are gathering in Atlanta this weekend, where they will pick a new leader. The expected choice is a retired business executive. Change at the top comes as the group is dealing with financial struggles and friction with the Bush administration. Joshua Leves reports.
The NAACP's new president and CEO is expected to be Bruce Gordon, a former top official at Verizon. He's the only candidate the group's 64-member board plans to consider. He's not an established civil rights leader, a politician, or a minister, like many previous leaders. Hassan Crockett teaches about civil rights groups at Morehouse College. He says Gordon could help push changes at businesses, such as diversity programs and community involvement.
In my opinion, a business leader is fine, but their role should be to pull in and to make other businesses and business leaders more conscious of their responsibilities as citizens within a democracy.
The NAACP also needs a business focus after 2 years of budget shortfalls. At the same time, the nation's oldest and largest civil rights group is facing a political headache. George W. Bush is the first sitting president since the 1930s not to address the group. He's complained about harsh criticism from its leaders, including board chairman Julian Bond and former president Kwasi Mfume, who left at the end of last year. Some of Bond's comments triggered concerns the group may lose its tax-exempt status, since not-for-profits aren't allowed to do partisan politics. It is not known whether Gordon would be a fence mender. Hassan Crockett says some friction is inevitable for a group that speaks out on controversial issues.
I cannot see any person who is legitimately out there doing those battles being able to successfully dodge the political terms that will get you in trouble. I just don't see it.
If he becomes leader, 59-year-old Bruce Gordon will also need to help make the group relevant to a new generation.
Say, join the NAACP with the next movement, the next generation. The nation's largest, baddest, and boldest, most feared and revered, most cussed and discussed civil rights organization in the world.
That's 19-year-old Lamont Roberts, head of South Carolina's NAACP Youth and College Division. He admires the group's activism on issues such as the economic boycott of his state, but he wants the NAACP leadership to employ hip-hop, the voice of his generation, to attract new recruits.
If our new president were to take us as young people and bring us involved through a hip-hop movement, then we would be more empowered through poetry, through songs, through hip-hop.
The NAACP does sponsor events that attract many young people, including a Miss NAACP pageant at Clark Atlanta University. 20-year-old Jamie Jenkins won the contest last year. Now she's president of the school's chapter. She believes if the national leadership makes the right moves, young people could again become a driving force in the NAACP.
Because a lot of movements were led by students, and we have the energy, we have the drive, and ultimately, yes, they all have problems, but we're going to have the problems a little bit longer.
She says those problems include inadequate education, crowded prisons, and lack of job opportunity. She wants the new leader to make those issues top priorities. The NAACP is not talking about Bruce Gordon, but in a statement, Chairman Bond said the candidate is outstanding and will lead the group on its important mission for justice and civil rights for all Americans. An announcement is expected Saturday afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.